Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Prithvi.
And you're listening to the Deep Bros Podcast. So, on today's episode, we'd like to talk about The Office and mainly our love for it. Why do we love it? How we found it? I'm boring you just talking about it, right? I'm just kidding. So Prithvi, when did you find The Office and how did you start watching it?
I think I watched the first episode around July of last year, as in 2019. But then I didn't really like it back then. But then in the starting of 2020, I was pretty bored, so I asked you if you had any patients, and you told me about The Office.
And I think I
So
recommended a few other shows as well.
really,
And quite some shows. And then I think you were still hesitant to watch The Office for the first few months.
I think I started watching it around March.
I think it was around April, just about. I think it was just a few days before I actually began coming here, like began packing for coming back to Nairobi. So, when do you think that was? That was in June. I think maybe you started watching it in June.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Because I started watching it in May.
No, you did not. I can guarantee you that you did not do that.
Let me tell you why. Because I finished the Michael leaving episode on May 31st.
Yeah, and I was still in season 3 then. So that means I started somewhere in April.
I personally started in May after my exams began.
Well,
Well, that's
whenever
not.
it was. Yeah.
Yeah, just tell
Whenever
them
it
why
was.
you were hesitant for watching it.
Yeah, because the first few episodes were like not really appealing to me. Michael seemed like a really mean character, and it was 9 seasons, so that's quite a commitment. So if I started watching it and I didn't like it, I usually don't like just leaving series in the middle. So I didn't really watch it for a long time. Then once I started watching it, once I passed like episode 3, I think, of season 1, then I just got super hooked. And yeah, I watched it and finished it.
It was quite similar for me. I've started to watch The Office like at least 1,000 times, but I could barely get to season two, and then I'd usually fall asleep in during season one for some reason. Maybe because I wasn't really into the characters yet, or it could have been for a variety of number of reasons. But yeah, once I think I still haven't watched season one because I slept through it, I think. But yeah, season two, when I began to watch season two, I started watching from wherever I had left off. And that's actually where I had just slept whenever the last time I was watching it. So probably last year. And I decided, okay, fine, I'll just watch it from here. I think it was season two, episode 11. I was hooked after that. Literally watched two
Yeah, it's
episodes.
yeah.
I was hooked.
After season 1, you get like really hooked. You're like, I need to finish this now.
I guess my way of getting used to the characters was just watching it again and again, like revising for an exam. Like if you read something again and again, you start to understand it. So I understood all the characters even before they had developed, and then I just got to see my predictions going right and wrong. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what were the best episodes in your opinion?
Hands down, season 5, episode 14.
No.
It's called
Oh.
Stress Relief, part one
Yeah,
and part
yeah,
two, but especially part
yeah.
one. I think it's one of the few cold opens that are actually related to the episode. And actually, it's the cold open that actually sets the premise of the next two episodes.
Yeah.
That's not to say that I don't like the cold opens. I love them. I kind of live for them towards the last seasons.
I'd say
But
that's the best part of any comedy series.
yeah, but I still think that just because it was different, I guess it stood out, and so you were like hooked from. Okay, obviously you didn't know. You probably just thought it's just a cold open, but then as soon as the theme song came, played, and then you realize that it's a continuation from the cold open. You were hooked, and I think that those two episodes have the highest count for jokes in any episodes of The Office. Not just that,
Definitely.
not just jokes, but it's just completely funny. Like every second of it, you're laughing. I remember laughing so hard, I had to take breaks, so I had to pause and just like catch my breath. And keep in mind that I was watching this alone, and I don't usually laugh so much alone, but I was
Yeah.
laughing out loud with The Office, but especially for season 5, episode 14.
Yeah, and it had the famous Michael roast.
It had a lot of famous things. It had the famous Kelly dancing. It had the famous
Right,
Dwight put
yeah.
on the mask. The staying
Yeah.
alive.
Yeah.
Most it had a lot of the meme material that these we I mean everyone's probably not everyone's watched The Office, but at least everyone's seen Office memes.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think half of your meme material comes from these two episodes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true. Yeah, I'd say
So
that's my favorite episodes, two episodes. Yeah.
yeah. So not only did it have its own jokes, but it like made a path for all the other jokes to come, because there has been so many memes that use The Office as a template.
Yeah, that is true. Like I know so many people who have posted memes and just generally stuff like that
Yeah.
have The Office or
Yeah, and a lot
characters
of
from The
people
Office.
just don't know that that's from The Office.
From The Office, yeah.
I think even for me, a few of them I didn't know that, oh shit, this actually comes from The Office.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's a really good episode. I think anybody who's watched The Office
And
can agree.
I think, you know, there's always the character arcs, right? And for series, it's usually comes at around the midpoint. And I think season 5 was around the midpoint. So all the characters were just developed enough for you to know, not get bored of them. So you knew them in and out. You knew
Right.
how each of them believes in, I mean, how each of them behaves. And what they
Yeah.
believe and what they stand for. And you know, you understand them like you understand a family member,
Yeah.
but at the same time, you're not bored of them.
Exactly.
So I think for any series, that's usually the peak point is somewhere in the middle, right? And this
Yeah.
falls kind of right in the middle. So I think almost all of season 5 is super funny. Even the episodes that followed the Michael Scott paper company and everything, those are some of the most
Oh, yeah.
memorable
Def
episodes
yeah.
in the history of The Office. So season 5 is really my favorite season of all time.
That's, yeah. I know this may spark some controversy, but in my opinion, seasons 8 and 9, especially 9, are my favorite. Like, not because of Michael leaving, but just they had to compensate for him leaving, so they had some extra funny scenes and things like that. And yeah, I really love those seasons.
I disagree completely. So, so if
Yeah.
there is a spark of a fire of controversy that goes around this, it should
Right.
only engulf you with
Yeah.
all the hate comments and
Yeah.
everything. Because I'm against that. I think The Office peaked in season 5 and then kind of declined after that in season 6, and then season 7 after episode 15, I think, when when Michael was set to leave,
Right.
it picked up again, and then it had everything. It had emotion, drama, comedy. It became less of a comedy and more of an everything, like more of a family story, because at that point you were, I think The Office, like, it gets takes you in with the jokes and memes, and then keeps you with its characters, or like builds a family around the characters. So
Yeah,
that was the whole point.
you really feel like you're part of it.
Like at the end, you're just kind of watching because you'd like to see where your family ends up. And I think they even address that in season 9 when they say there's not much of a story at Dunder Mifflin left. We're trying to follow you, Jim and Pam. By Jim and Pam, I think they mean everyone.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I understand why, people don't like seasons 8 and 9. One of the main reasons being, of course, Michael leaving, and the others being like, introducing new characters like Holly to replace him and completely changing Andy's
Holly didn't
character.
replace him.
Like to kind, just to
He got
compensate.
married to Holly.
Oh,
You
sorry,
need to get your
not
characters right.
right. I am so confused. Not
So
Holly.
you're gonna get more hate for this as well.
Oh,
You need to be
yeah.
ready for that.
What was her name? The British character, British lady.
I don't know what her name was, but I wouldn't claim that it was Holly.
No, yeah, it was definitely not Holly. That was a mistake on my part. Yeah, but they introduced all of these new characters to compensate for the loss and change the behavior of some of these characters, like Andy Bernard. But
Andy, I
it
think Andy
was,
just got ruined in season 9. Like season 8,
yeah.
they built him up so that, like, they built him up so that you love him, so he can kind of replace Michael in your hearts. And he'd just begun doing
Yeah.
that, and then he decided he's gonna be a dick.
Yeah,
So
but I felt like they redeemed him in the like last 5 episodes of season
yeah,
9.
but I don't think that's enough, considering the season is like 24 episodes long. You
Right.
just built a character to a point where you made him likable or lovable. He's always been likable, I think, after he came back from his first therapy,
Yeah.
when secret, he actually went to shoot for Hangover 1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but when they sent him away for Hangover 3, they sent him away more in a dick way, so I think that killed him. Like, they built something, and just before it was about to peak, they killed him. And he was kind
Exactly.
of not there for most of season 9. And even in the story, he didn't, that's what he did, right? He wasn't there. He wasn't present in everyone's lives. So how do you love someone who's not there? So
Exactly. Yeah.
that's what happened within the series, and I think with the viewers as well. Because when he came back, yeah, they tried to redeem him in the last five episodes, but I think that's fairly easy to do. Give somebody a story that makes you sympathetic about them. That I
Yeah.
wouldn't say is redeeming someone. It's just trying your best to get rid of the hate. I think
Right.
from a writer's perspective, I don't think that's a very hard thing to do.
Well, it's over now, so we can't really do much about it. But yeah, they probably shouldn't have done that to Andy. Anyways,
Yeah.
moving on. Our favorite characters. Who's yours?
Michael Scott. Hands down, it's Michael Scott. I'm
Why?
not gonna be one of the wannabe people, and just for the sake of saying that I know the office in and out, say some other character like Ryan or Kelly or something.
Yeah.
Hands down, it's Michael Scott.
So,
Every other
why
character
do
obviously has their moments. Like, I love every character. Let's say I love every character 120%. I
Right.
love Michael 140% or 150%. So they're all over 100, but come on, originally as well, that's how the writers made it, right? That's how the creators made it, so that you love and hate and laugh and
Yeah.
cry with and at Michael. So that's who the story kind of revolves around, and through the eyes of Jim. But over the years, when Jim also starts to love him or like show care towards him, you do too. So I'm not saying everybody will love Michael in season one, season two, but
Right.
I think eventually everyone has to fall in love with him, and everyone has to cry in season seven, episode 22, when he leaves.
Definitely, yeah. You grow like a
Like,
really strong emotional connection with Michael.
I knew exactly when he was going to leave season seven, episode 22, and I was ready for him leaving. And I had seen the scene where he leaves and he hugs Pam at the airport, because they play that in the background of some video essays and stuff.
Yeah.
Not that I wanted spoilers, or not that I jumped ahead, but even after knowing all of this, it still hit me in the feels, and I still remember crying a lot. Well, a lot of that might have just come with because of how much stress I was under for exams, and my exams had just ended. And then I watched this episode. So I think there was a lot of relief from then, because I'd sort of kept my feelings aside during that time, and it all came down. But then it was good because all my feelings got released, and I think I was like the happiest person after that. So
Yeah.
yeah, but I still cried so much for that episode.
But I remember asking you when well, I think you were watching season 5 or something before that. I'm not really sure, but I remember asking you who your favorite character was, 'cause I had just started and
Yeah.
yeah. So I remember asking you and you had told me that you loved Dwight. Like I clearly remember you saying that. So what brought about the change? Like why did you switch from your favorite character being Michael to sorry, from being Dwight to Michael?
Well, like as I said, I mean, I love every character a lot.
Yeah.
120, 130. Just love Michael a little bit more because of how he developed throughout. So my last memory of Michael is very strong. And you know what they what I feel, right? Is that your last memory will be the strongest memory, or the memory that you keep in mind.
Yeah.
My last memory of Michael is at a point where the office was not trying to stretch itself, and it was actually funny, and trying to do justice to comedy and drama and everything. And it's a really family feeling. But my last memory of Dwight, like looking back, I know that in season 5 and stuff, Dwight was probably the best characters, right? But what leaves the taste in my mouth is the very ending where the office had kind of slumped, right? I don't know if you know if that's a word, but it was almost dead. So I personally didn't find the last episode super hard hitting. I didn't cry particularly, or you know. So I think just because of how hard hitting Michael was at the end compared to how hard Dwight was at the end. It's that difference, I guess.
Okay, I understand
Yeah. What about you?
that.
Well, who's your favorite character?
But, that's kind of tough, but I'd say Dwight. Yeah, definitely Michael
I can see why,
is
yeah.
up there. He's up there, but I don't know. I just really love Dwight because there's so much of an emotional development of him and his
Yeah,
relationship with everybody in the office,
definitely. I definitely think.
especially the friendship between Dwight and Jim. And how he finally got to marry Angela, and how he got to be regional manager, and
And he found out that he had a son with Angela. I
exactly.
mean, we've completely destroyed Office at this point for anybody who wants to watch it. Not just spoiled, but like destroyed, because
Oh
we've
yeah,
had
definitely.
and best things.
Yep.
But
We should
you know what?
probably put a spoilers
But you know what? You know what? If at this point you haven't watched The Office, you
You've
brought this
kind of
upon
missed out,
yourself.
man. Yeah.
You brought this upon yourself. You should be punished for it. So.
But yeah, I'd say Dwight. His development was just amazing to see.
That's probably why you enjoyed the last two seasons as well, because that's where it happened. A lot of it happened.
Yeah.
Although I found him super funny and nice. I mean, not nice, because that's not what they were going for. But I found him super funny when he was super upset, like he's doing weird stuff and just being Dwight, like the Dwight we know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's a difference between the Dwight we know and the Dwight we love. But yeah, I guess season 8 and season 9, especially season 9, tried to bring both of those together.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was really nice to see that, everybody got what they wanted or something close, like Jim and Pam had their own little family. And Angela and Dwight got married, and all of these things, these dreams came true for everyone,
Yeah.
which is really really nice to see.
Jim finally left his boring job.
Yep, started a whole new company, super successful.
Yeah. Seeing Michael having kids as well. I mean, we don't really see Michael having kids,
Yeah,
but
but
we know that he
we do
has
talk.
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he only has like one dialogue
Yeah,
in the last
that was
episode.
actually quite disappointing. Yeah. The last episode he said, I think he had only two lines.
Yeah, but that's also because NBC, I don't think NBC actually wanted him on board. So I don't know if he did it for free or how he did it, but yeah, I know that they had to keep it a secret from NBC to get him on the last episode. Did you know
Oh,
that?
I did not.
Yeah, so Greg Daniels and Daniel Scheer, who also plays Moz on the show, by the way.
Michael Scheer.
Yeah, Michael Scheer. They kept it a secret from NBC until until it was done shooting. Yeah, I don't think NBC wanted him on board. I don't think NBC wanted to pay him or, sign a contract with him. So, and obviously, in return, he didn't want to do too many lines for free. Obviously,
Yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
I mean, it was
definitely
still
I
super respectful of him to
love
come
that.
back for the last episode.
Yeah, it was really nice to see everybody there and everybody happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think the that season's 8 and 9 could have been better if Michael was there?
If
Because
Michael was there, then there would be a season 10 and 11 as well, I guess. But by 11, it'd probably be dead.
yeah, but you see, because you said you think the best point of the show after it passed the half mark was when Michael left and we saw him, he was super happy. Now it's we
True,
can't
but
really
then
go back to.
I guess after a point in like season 7, they'd have to realize that, they have so much more that they need to bring to the table actually with
Yeah.
with the rest of the cast, and having Michael would just be an extra thing. But I guess you're also right in the fact that they wouldn't have really pushed as hard as they did if Michael remained.
Yeah.
Because Michael would kind of be there to own the show, and yeah, I see what you mean as well.
Yeah. But honestly, even though we spoiled it for whoever's listening, you
Which
should
are going to be
definitely
like
watch
one
it.
person.
One person, yeah. One person. You should just definitely go and watch it if you have not. In
Yeah.
case, yeah. In case, yeah, in case you haven't.
And then you can come back and see whether you side with Prithvi or me with about
Yeah.
season 8 and season 9.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure there are people out there who like season 8 and 9.
I don't know any such people, but I know people who stopped watching after season 7, episode 22. Like, didn't even finish season 7.
Oh.
Just when, yeah, stop watching right after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
And I know that for a lot of people, the series ended there. I was super open to the other seasons, and I wouldn't say they're the worst season, but yeah, I feel like naturally as well, The Office was declining, right? At that point.
Yeah, that's usually what
Like
happens with
any
shows.
series would. Like any
Yeah.
series. By that point, you know the characters too well, I guess. You know them as well as the writers, so you can. It didn't really happen much for Office. I mean, it did, but not as much as it happened for Big Bang Theory, where I could predict the stuff that's going to be said.
Exactly.
I could predict every single dialogue.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, maybe not predict the whole plot, but every single dialogue. Like, this guy will say this because Raj will always say this to Howard, and Penny will
Exactly.
always say this to Sheldon. It was all the same.
And
It
that's
was nice to watch, but that's a whole different show on its own.
a whole different show,
I
actually.
think we should start wrapping up now because it's about to hit 30.
Yeah. So this is our first ever podcast.
Let us know how that went. That one person who's watching.
Yeah, the listening, the one
Listening,
person.
listening.
Right, this
Yeah.
is a podcast.
Yes.
And yeah, so we'll be covering just a bunch of random stuff on this podcast. And yeah, this
Yeah,
is our
don't
first.
think that it's going to be about series and stuff. I know we're super enthusiastic about it, but this was just the first episode
Yeah, we
where
just
we
decided
express our love for The Office.
this would be a good starting point.
Yeah.
Also, if you have watched The Office, I would say that you should definitely go and listen to an oral history of The Office by
Oh
Van
yeah,
Bronckhorst.
definitely, definitely. It's still ongoing. I mean,
100%.
don't know when you guys are listening to this, but
You're right.
please do go listen to it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's been the episode from us.
Yep.
So,
Subscribe if it's one person or even more than one person,
yeah,
just subscribe.
definitely. If we want to get the views up, that's not gonna happen.
You mean listens up, because you forgot
Yeah,
that it's a
okay. Yeah,
podcast.
listens, right. Yeah, we keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Yeah.